We're up to Yeshaya Perek Nun Vav. This is the second part of the Haftorah, the second shiur on the Haftorah that we lain at a Tainis Tzibur, on a public fast. And Yeshaya says, Ko Amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Shimru Mishpat, observe justice, Vasut Stoka, and perform righteousness. Ki krovo Yeshua si lavo, for my Yeshua, the salvation, is soon to come. V'tzidkosi lihigolos, and my righteousness will be revealed. Some Mefarshim learn, Shimru Mishpat means to keep the laws, to observe the Bein Adam L'chaveros, to your interpersonal relationships. Vasut Stoka, and do tztaka, be righteous before Hashem, do the mitzvos. And others learn, Shimru Mishpat means to guard the laws of the Torah. Vasu tztaka, and from one to another, to do tztaka, to do kindness, to do charity, to do tztaka. The Gemara learns out, Gedola tztaka, shemekareves asagula. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yud, that tztaka is a great thing. That you see in this pasuk, if you do tztaka, the next step is ki krovo Yeshua si lovo. The Yeshua is close, it's imminent, it's soon to come. We learned earlier, the first part of the Haftorah, people felt, how could it be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one moment he's angry at us, kaviyocha, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressing displeasure. Not that Hashem himself feels it, but that's the way we sense it. And the next moment Hashem, if we do tshuva and we change, Hashem will love us, will show his love for us. How could that be? This pasuk stresses this, and the Navi had explained, Ki kasher yerid hageshem v'ashalek min hashamayim, Hashem's kindness is like the snow and the rain that falls if your field is prepared. Things will grow and things will produce, and if not, it'll just become a piece of muddy earth, muddy dirt earth. We have to be prepared, and if we're prepared, Hashem is, the kindness is there. It's just ready. As long as we become a clay kibble, we're a receptacle for Hashem's blessing. We'll feel the blessing, but Hashem is always showering us with kindness. We're just not always able to handle it, and therefore we can't feel the kindness. V'tzikosi lihi golos. It's just that tztaka has to be revealed. The righteousness, the kindness of Hashem just needs to be revealed. If we'll do shimru mishpat vasu tztaka, if we'll do what's right, the issue is right here. V'tzikosi lihi golos, Hashem's righteousness will be revealed, and therefore ki krovi Yeshua si lovo, the salvation is right, is coming. Ashrei enosh yaseh zos. Fortunate is the person who does this, even if he's an enosh. Enosh is a person on a low level. But in enosh, but yaseh zos, if he does this, he's shimru mishpat vasut staka. The Gemara says in Makos, that Yeshaya Hanavi said, out of all the Tariag mitzvahs, the path through which we can keep all the mitzvahs is focusing on these few concepts. Shimru Mishpat Vasut Staka, it's easy. Just got to focus on that. Shimru Mishpat and Asut Staka, and Mameli will keep all the Tariag mitzvahs. But Ashrei Enosh Yasezos, you may be beginning as an Enosh, as a low person. But if you do that, Uven Adam Yachzikba, and you're a person who grasps and he tries to hold on to this. Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo. If he guards Shabbos Mechalalo against desecrating it, Vishomer Yodo Measos Kol Ra, and he guards his hand against doing any evil. Again, he's got the Bein Adam L'Chavero, the Bein Adam L'Mokom. Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo. If he guards Shabbos, the Bein Adam L'Mokom, the Shomer Yodo Measos Kol Ra, and he guards his hand from doing anything wrong to his fellow man, fellow Jew. the Gemara, it also can be understood in this pasuk, Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo, that if somebody guards Shabbos from desecrating it, he shows his emuna, his belief in Hashem. When you keep Shabbos, why are you keeping Shabbos? Because Hashem created the world in 6 days and he stopped on the seventh. And therefore we're showing our belief and we're expressing our knowledge of what the creation by every week stopping our work and keeping Shabbos. Keeping Shabbos shows you believe the world has a creator. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you're doing and therefore what you're doing is significant. So it shows that Hashem knows what you're doing. And you're reframing. Sometimes it may be difficult, but you know there's reward and punishment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to behave this way. And if you don't keep Shabbos, there's consequences. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of everything we're doing. So when a person keeps Shabbos, he's mekayim all of the ikari ha'emuna. And of course, the Nevuah also, it shows keeping Shabbos, you believe in prophecy, that Hashem communicated to us what He wants us to do. And of course, it's in the Torah, your belief in the Torah. If you keep Shabbos, you're fulfilling all of the fundamentals. From the very beginning that the world has a creator, through the fact that we know that Hashem wants us to keep Shabbos, and we'll be rewarded for it. So, somebody who keeps Shabbos, that's the Yesod HaEmunah, that if he shomer Shabbos mechalalo, if he guards Shabbos from desecrating it, therefore a logical outcome is with shomer yodo me'asos kol ra, he'll guard his hand, he won't do anything wrong. If somebody lives a Shabbos, that'll straighten up his behavior throughout the whole week and the whole year, his whole behavior is different. But he's got to think about what he's doing. The Ramban mentions by the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisro, and I would like to read the words in the Radak, which is also the same idea of what it means to be Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo. Mechalalo comes from the word chol, a weekday, mundane, regular. He's got to guard Shabbos Mechalalo, that Shabbos is not a plain weekday. It's got to be Zochar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. He has to make Shabbos holy. And listen to these words of the Radak that he says on this pasuk. Zochar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. V'Kadosh Shabbos L'Avdilo Mishar Hayomim. And Shabbos is holy that he separates it from the other days. Kichen Kol Lashon Kedusha. What does the word holy mean? What does the word Kedusha mean? Who inyan hevdelo me'acher b'malo. If something is separated from a different item, because it's on a higher level, it's greater, then that's called holy. You have everything's on one level, one sphere, and something is higher than it, it's on a different level, that's called kadosh. Kemosha amar v'yivodol aron l'kadosho kodesh kadoshim. Aaron, it says, Hashem took Aaron HaKohen and he made him Kodesh Kadoshim, the Holy of the Holies. He was the Kohen Gadol, meaning he was sanctified more than the regular person. Umavdil Mishar Hayomim, so he's taking Shabbos now. The Torah says, Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, and he separates it from the other days. B'machol uvimishta, his food and his drink should be different. Uksus Nakia, and his clothing should be clean. At least, even if he can't have a new set of clothing, but he should have, the Gemara says, if a person only has one garment, he should, you know, they used to hem up the clothing, it shouldn't get in their way, they're working in the fields and they're running, they would shorten their garments. On Shabbos, when you're taking it easy and relaxing, you can let it down, you can, but your clothing on Shabbos should be different. Certainly, if we're able to have separate clothing, which I think most of us, Baruch Hashem, are able to, you should have different clothing for Shabbos. Aksus Nakia. Zel B'inyin Haguf. That's as far as the physical. Shabbos is different, you eat different, you dress different. The physical of Shabbos is different. Uv'inyin HaNefesh. And in terms of the soul. Shetia Nafsho Pnuya Me'iske Ha'olam. On Shabbos, the idea is the nefesh should be free from the involvement in the world. ubodlo mehem, it's separated. Umisasekes bedivrei Torah. It should be involved on Shabbos with words of Torah, v'chochma, in wisdom. Umisponenes b'maisei hakel. It's a day to take off and contemplate what Hashem is doing, what nature, the beauty in nature, how Hashem is controlling the world. But your focus should be on divrei Torah, chochma, and hisponenes, contemplating what Hashem has done. V'zochar inyan haShabbos biprat b'mokum hazeh. Why is Shabbos, out of everything mentioned over here, in Yeshaya Perek Nun Vav, why are we talking about Shabbos? L'fishu medaber livnei ha-golos. Because Yeshaya is speaking to people who are going to be going into golos. He sees the golos. He's already speaking to people in golos, and he's telling them the Yeshua, the salvation, is close at hand. Now, when he said these words, they had the Beis HaMikdash still. He was still in Eretz Yisrael. But he's already speaking to the people in Golos, and he's saying, don't worry, the Yeshua will be coming. She'etivu darcheyem v'yetzumi ha-Golos. And he's telling them how to get out of Golos. V'atovu shebohem hu shmiras ha-Shabbos. And what you got to do to get out of Golos, he's mentioning now, he singles out Shabbos. Because the Gemara says, "Lo charva Yerushalayim el bishvil shechilu bo'as haShabbos." Chilul Shabbos was one reason why they went into Golos. So to get out, we have to be masakin. We have to repair this concept of Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Im shamrim Yisrael shtei Shabbosos miyad nigolim," which we'll touch on very shortly. If Klai Yisrael keeps two Shabbosos, they'd be redeemed. So therefore, here Yeshaya talks about Shabbos. The truth is, Yeshaya is speaking to those in his generation. He's speaking to those in our generation. It's interesting because he was in the days of Uzziyahu, Yosam, Ochaz, Chizkiyahu, these kings of Yehuda. The king Ochaz, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a place, there was a shelter, there was a Mosach HaShabbos. It mentions in Melachim, Beis, Perektes, Zion. And Ochaz, the king, removed this shelter that was there for people who came on Shabbos. But it seems he had a disregard for Shabbos. Ochaz, the king Ochaz. So it could be even for those in his day, Shabbos needed a chizuk. But as the Radak mentions, especially for us in Golos, Shomer Shabbos mechalalo, if somebody guards Shabbos from desecrating it, v'shomer yodo me'asos kol ra, and he guards his hand from doing anything wrong. But the key, the first step, can be to keep Shabbos, and that's a commitment that everything else will fall into place. The Gemara learns out, if somebody shomer Shabbos, even if he serves avodah zarah, he serves idols, like in the days of Enosh. Enosh was the third generation of the world. Adam had a son Shais, had a son Enosh, and then that's when the Avodah Zarah and idolatry started. And the Gemara learns out that on Kuf Yud Chesam at Beis and Shabbos, call him a Shabbos, Shabbos kil Choso, somebody who guards Shabbos like the Halacha mandates, afilo ovid Avodah Zarah k'dor Enosh, he can have this sin of idolatry. Mochlum lo, and he's forgiven. Shnemar Ashrei Enosh Yasa Zos. Fortunate is the one who does this, who shomer Shabbos. Mechalalo. Al tikre mechalalo ela mochulo. The word mechalalo can be understood as mochulo. He's forgiven. If he shomer Shabbos, he'll be forgiven. The Marsho explains, because usually, like the Torah, when the Torah talks about Shabbos, when it says the punishment for Chilul Shabbos, it says Mechal Leho, Mos Yumos. Mechal Leho, those who desecrate it, and it's expressed in Lashon Nekeva, the feminine form. Mechal Leho. Here it could have said Shomer Shabbos Mechal Lo, Mechal Leho. Mechal Loi, Mechal Lo is Lashon Zohar. It's for a man. The Gemara understands to darshan it. Usually Shabbos is expressed as Lashon Nekeva. Shomer Shabbos Mechalolo is Mochulo. Again, like divide up that word, Mochulo, he guards Shabbos and he'll be forgiven. V'shomer Yodom Yasos Kol Ra. And again, the reason why he's forgiven even on something as severe as Avodah Zarah is because he may have made a mistake and he might be doing Avodah Zarah, but if he keeps Shabbos and he knows what he's doing, he's expressing actively every week by his keeping Shabbos, he's acknowledging that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world, and Hashem knows what he's doing, and the Schar Va'Onesh is reward and punishment, and there's Nevuah. All the Yesodos are, all the fundamentals are affirmed by his keeping Shabbos. Val Yomar Ben HaNechor, let not the foreigner, Hanilva El Hashem, who has joined himself to Hashem, Lamor speak, saying, he shouldn't say, Havdil Yavdilani Hashem Yalamo, that Hashem will utterly separate me from his people. Val Yomar Hasoris, and the person who's barren, who doesn't have children, shouldn't say, Heinani Etziovesh, I'm like a shriveled tree that doesn't produce fruit, that doesn't leave anything afterwards. He shouldn't say that. Because if he's Shomer Shabbos, he shouldn't be concerned with this. Why is Yeshaya talking here about a Ben HaNechor, a foreigner, or a Soris, somebody who's barren? And I saw that Das Sofrim again explains how these words could be especially appropriate for Yeshaya. And the times of Chizkiyo HaMelech, which we've talked about so many times, Sancheiriv came with his mighty army, and he surrounded Yerushalayim, and it was miraculously wiped out. The whole Assyrian Empire in one moment was destroyed. And the Zechus of Chizkiyo was in Yerushalayim, serving Hashem, learning Torah, that's all that mattered, everyone has to sit and learn in the times of Chizkiyo. There was such a drive among the nations of the world to become part of Klal Yisrael. They wanted to become Geirim. And the truth is, when Klal Yisrael has such success, we don't accept Geirim. The doors are closed. You want to join us now? If a guy says he wants to be a Jew nowadays, we of course ask him questions and we make sure that he knows what he's getting into. It's a serious commitment. Being a Jew is not a one day a year commitment. It's day in, day out. Every movement, everything is by the Torah. But if he really means it, we'll accept him. When things are good, there's always that suspicion. Maybe he's joining us because he wants to have the good life. Why should he suffer as this poor non-Jew? Let him join the successful Jews. In those days, though, when the Jews were successful, indeed, many Goyim wanted to become Geirim, wanted to join. And there were those who were sincere, and they really meant it. And yet they felt they'll never be accepted. Val Yomar Ben HaNechor. And so, Yeshaya says, don't let the foreigner, this come who comes from a different nation, Hanilva El Hashem, and he joins himself to Hashem, Lamor, saying, Havdil Yavdilani Hashem Yalma Amo. Let him not say Hashem has totally separated me from my people. Rashi says, Loma Eskayer. The person thinks, why should I convert? Halo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yavdilani Me'alamo Kishei Shalim Scharam. When the reward is given, it'll be given to those who come from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Those who have a good Yichis, a Ger. He's not going to get the same reward. Hashem says if a ger really is sincere, and he means it, let him not say this. Don't say, Havdil Yavdilani Hashem Eyal Amo. Val Yomar HaSoris. The Soris is the person who can't have children. And he shouldn't say, Heinani Eitzyovish, I'm like a shriveled up tree that doesn't produce. They were shortly, the exile was going to happen soon. Yeshaya foresaw it already. He's already saying Nebuah is about the ultimate redemption. He knew there was going to be an exile. Do you know there was Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, the greatest, who were exiled to Bavel, and they became Sarisim officers in the royal palace. But part of what they did over there to the officers, they castrated them, they caused them that they can't have children. So Kuba, he saw there were those who would be put in the unfortunate circumstance of being Sarisim. And they might feel they also don't have any continuation. After they die, it's all over, there's nothing left. Don't say that! As the Malbim says, there is a person's personal fulfillment, the mean Anushi, the person himself, and then there's the Kiyum Hamin, like the species, like the individual fish might die, but there's other fish afterwards, and they can catch them by the millions, but there's more fish that are always produced. And the individual fish has no, is not remembered, is gone, is finished, but at least they carry on, they constantly bear. And then there are those that they themselves leave a mark. The Ben HaNechar has no ancestry. He becomes a ger. It's as if his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather never existed. Gersha Niskayer Kekotin Shenoyla Dummy. He's like a new person. The Ben HaNechar has no ancestors. He joins the Jewish people. He's a new beginning. And the Saris has nobody after him. No children, children, grandchildren. But whether somebody's lacking ancestry or he's lacking descendants, Pasuk Dalet, Kicho Amar Hashem, for so says Hashem, La Sarisim Asher Yishmu Eshav Sosai. First he addresses the Sarisim, the barren ones. Asher Yishmu Eshav Sosai, they guard my Shabbos. Meaning they testify, they have their emunah, their belief in Hashem. Uvocharu b'asher chafotzti, and they have chosen, they choose b'asher chafotzti what I desire. Meaning they choose a life of mitzvos. Umachazikin b'vrisi, and they grasp my baris, my covenant, they keep the Torah. If you got those, you have your emunah, which is Shabbos. You have your keeping the mitzvos. That's choosing what Hashem wants. And you have the third thing, Imlo Berisi Yomom Valoilo, Torah is the bris, the covenant that we involve ourselves with day and night. You're learning Torah always. Umachazikim Bivrisi. And if you hold on to the Torah, Limud HaTorah, Vinosati Lahem Bevesi Uvachomo Sayod Vashem, I will give them in my house, the Beis Hamikdash, Uvachomo Say, within the walls, around the Har HaBayis, within the walls, I will give them Yod Vashem, a place. Vashem, and they'll have a name, a reputation. They'll be known. Tov mi bonim umi bonos, and that's better than sons and daughters. Shem Olam Etzen Lo, I'll give him a eternal renown. Asher lo yikores, and that will never be terminated. Even the min, the fish dying, there's more fish, there's other fish, but eventually you forget about the original fish, there's just been so many generations, that the person's forgotten. But as an individual, even if he doesn't have children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, eventually he's forgotten. That alone doesn't, his memory doesn't carry on. But if the person is Shomer Shabbos, and he keeps the mitzvahs, and he's lomei Torah. Shem olam etzen lo, he'll have renown forever. Asher lo yikores, and that will never be terminated. That's for the saris. Uvnei hanechar, and the foreigners, hanilvi mal Hashem, who join Hashem, l'shorsuv, to serve him, ula'ava Hashem Hashem, to love the name of Hashem, liyosol avodim, to become servants to Hashem. Also, kol shomer Shabbos mechalolo, all those who guard the Shabbos against desecrating it, umachazikim bivrisi, and they grasp my bris, their osek in Torah, they'll also have the promise we'll see in a moment. It could be by the Sarisim and the Bnei HaNechar, it's both stressed. They have to have the Emunah, the Shomer Shabbos. They have to have the keeping the mitzvos, fulfilling them. But by the Bnei HaNechar, there's more steps to it. By the Sarisim, it just says, Bocharu v'ashechafotzti. They choose what I desire. They do the mitzvos. The Bnei HaMnechor is coming from such a different life. This person used to be a goy, and now he wants to be a Jew. There's a few levels. They join Hashem l'sharsa to serve Hashem. And they serve Hashem. And as they're serving Hashem, they develop a love for it. Ula'avu Hashem Hashem. They start to build a connection. And then they love the name of Hashem. And then once they feel a love for Hashem, Lios lo la'avodim, they can really make that commitment of an Eved. An Eved has nothing. Masha kana Eved kana rabo. He lives his life for the master. It's possible for this Bnei HaNechor to progress from one level to another, Lios lo la'avodim, to become a real Eved Hashem. That's with the mitzvos that he does. And he has the emunah, the belief of Kol Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo, Umachazikim Bivrisi, and he's Osek, he's Lomei Torah, Vahaviosim El Har Kochi. I will bring them to my holy mountain. V'simachtim Beveis Tefilosi, and I'll gladden them in my house of prayer. The Gemara learns that in Brachos, Maseches Brachos. It doesn't say on Daf Zayin, I'll gladden them beveis tefilah son and their house of worship. It's my house of worship. Hashem says it's as if Hashem himself davens. The same way we want Hashem to show us rachmanis and to care for us. As the Marsha explains, there's a Yerushalayim shel maila, there's a Yerushalayim above. And just like we have a Beis HaMikdash down here in Yitz Hashem soon, there's a Beis HaMikdash in Shamayim, in the heavens. There's a Beis HaMikdash. And over there it says the Malach Michael comes and he brings offerings. The offerings are, he shows Hashem the way people have given their life to serve Hashem, the nefesh of the tzaddikim. And that's Hashem's Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem also davens that we should be here. We should be worthy that Hashem should be able to Yogolu Rachamai Al Midosai, that Hashem should be able to show us the Rachmanis, the mercy and care for us. But Hashem says, I'll bring you to my holy mountain. I'll gladden you in my base tefillah. Oloseim v'zivcheim l'rotzon al mizbechi. Their karbonos, their ola, the burnt offerings. V'zivcheim and the shlomim, the other sacrifices, they'll be l'rotzon al mizbechi. They'll find favor on my mizbeach. It won't be the korban chatos, the kosham korban osham. Certain korbanos are brought for averus. You do a sin, you bring a korban. No, the gula will come. All of the korbanos will be just l'rotzon al mizbechi, to find a favor before Hashem. For my house will be a house of prayer for all nations. Rashi says, what does it mean for all nations? Not only for Yisrael, even for the Geirim. Those that leave their nations and they come to join Klal Yisrael, the Geirim, they'll also find their place. The Beis HaMikdash will be a Beis Tefillah for them. The Gemara learns out in Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Yud Chesam at Beis. Il Molei Mishamrim Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kil Chosan. If Klal Yisrael would keep two Shabbosos, Kil Chosan, like the halacha is, Miyad Nigolim, that immediately be redeemed. Shenemar, as our psukim say here, Hashem told the Sarisim, Asher Yishmeru HaShavsosai, if you guard my Shabbosos, at least two of them, Shabbosos is in the plural. And the Pasuk continued, V'haviyosim el har kodshi. The result will be, I'll bring you to my holy mountain, and the Geula will come, will be brought back to Eretz Yisrael, if you just guard the Shabbosos. The Radak brings an explanation from his father, Pirush Adoni Yovizal. The two Shabbosos are Shabbos Bereishis, the Shabbos from the beginning of the world, the seventh day is Shabbos. And there's a Shabbos Ha'aretz, the Shabbos of the land, which is Shemitah. And the truth is, those two Shabbosos are mentioned as reasons for the Churban. As we mentioned earlier, it says because people didn't keep Shabbos, Lo Churvi Yerushalayim El Bishvil Shechilu HaShabbos. Right. The Gemara learns out because they were Mechal Shabbos. The Radak mentioned that in Pasuk Beis. He brings down the Gemara. And there was the Shabbos of not keeping Shemitah. It's mentioned in Parshas Bechukosai. Because they didn't keep the Shabbos, they went into Golos. The Shabbos of the land, the Shemitah. Those are the two Shabbosos. If we keep the laws of Shemitah, if we keep the seventh day of rest, if we keep those Shabbosos, immediately they'd be redeemed. There's another explanation. I'm not sure who is credited with this thought. But a true Shabbos is a Shabbos that comes after 6 days of work. Sheshes yomim tavod. 6 days you work, v'asisa kol melachtecha, and you do whatever you want to do, all your creative activity. The seventh day is Shabbos. If you only keep one Shabbos, that's one Shabbos that can come after 50 years of living. And that's a Shabbos coming after centuries of non-observance. For the Jewish people to keep Shabbos, you have to have Shabbos number one, then the 6 days of work, and then Shabbos number two. So if you have those two Shabbosos, it could be that's what the Novi's referring to. That if they keep the Shabbos, immediately they will be redeemed. V'aviyosim el har kodshi, Hashem says, I'll bring them to my holy mountain. V'simachtim beveis tefilosi, and I'll gladden them in my house of tefilah. The korbanos will be for a favor, because my house is a beis tefilah l'chol ha'amim. Ne'um Hashem Elokim, in Pasuk Ches. Ne'um Hashem Elokim, the word of Hashem Elokim, Mekabetz Nidche Yisrael, who gathers in the dispersed of Klal Yisrael. He's going to gather us all from wherever we're scattered around the world. Oid Akabetz Olov Lenik Botzov. Oid, and further, even more, Akabetz Olov, I'll gather to Klal Yisrael Lenik Botzov, to those who are being gathered in. We're gathered in from the Golos. And there are Gerim, and those that join the nation, and they'll be gathered in with us. He'll gather the Gerim to Klal Yisrael, who is being gathered into Eretz Yisrael and into Yerushalayim. And those Gerim who serve Hashem, they should know that they'll have a place in the reward, just as we do. And the Geula will come. This is the conclusion of the Haftorah. The Novi continues. Kol Chayso Sodoi. All beasts of the field, Esoyu, come, lechol kol chaisu bayoar, to eat all the beasts in the forest. There are a number of different ways to explain this. Some Mefarshim learn the nations of the world are compared to animals. There'll be the Gerim who will leave their people and they'll come and they'll join Klal Yisrael. But the rest of the nations, they'll self-destruct. They'll end up arguing and fighting and battling, and there'll be wars amongst themselves. The animals of the field will be coming to eat the animals of the forest. All the goyim, the different animals, will be fighting with each other. It won't be the vegar ze'evim keves, those that don't come to serve Hashem. They'll end up destroying each other. Another explanation is, the chayso sodoi is more the domesticated animals, the tamer ones, the animals of the field, as opposed to the wild animals of the forest. And the forest is where you got the lions and the bears and the wild animals that you're afraid in the jungle. What animals live over there? And the field is, you know, the more domesticated ones. There are goyim that are softer and they're easier. And they're more able to appreciate, they're sensitive to the way Hashem is controlling the world, and they become Gerim. They convert. They're the Chayso Sodoi, the animals of the field that are not vicious. Those animals that are more more refined, the animals of the field, they'll become gerim, they'll convert. And Hashem says, those who have given everything up and they've converted, they should know in the end, the vicious animals, those goyim who are hard in their heart and don't want to become joy Klal Yisrael, will be consumed by those geirim who do join. Rashi says they should come, the chayso sadoi, the geirim of the nation should come and draw near, v'tochluk es kol chayso bayar, the gibore homos, the strong of the nations. She'insu es libam, who hardened their heart, mili hiskayer, and they didn't become geirim. The Malbim says, this is a new inyan. This is not connected with what we had before with the geirim. Yeshai is now speaking about the false prophets and those that should be leading the generation. And instead of correcting and rebuking, they're telling the people a message that makes them feel good, but it doesn't help correct them. It doesn't care for the people. They're not supervising them. They're not concerned. Kol chayso sodoi, the Navi says, Klal Yisrael is like the sheep, Tzon Kadoshim, the holy sheep. The leaders are the shepherds, but if the shepherd's no good, kol chayso sodoi, the animals of the field, esoyu, come lechol to eat. The sheep of Klal Yisrael can be consumed by the animals, because the leaders aren't there helping the Jewish people, they're not the proper leaders. So the animals come and they eat us up, together with kol chayso bayar. Even the animals that are far away in the forest, they'll also come. Somehow, when we're not on the moral, on the ruchnius level, on the religious level, we should be. The enemies are close and the enemies are far, and from all over we feel threatened. The animals of the field, together with the animals of the far away forest. Sofov. The shepherds are like those who are supposed to be on the lookout, to look, the watchmen. Ivrim kulam. Now, if you want to have a watchman, there's a few things that are critical. First of all, the watchman has to be able to see. But their leaders are supposed to be the watchmen, to look after the people. Ivrim kulam. They're all blind. Lo yado. They don't know what's going on. If you have a blind watchman, it's worthless. Not only that, there's another thing. A watchman has to see what's happening, and he has to be able to give an alarm, to shout, to yell, to call for help, to warn. Kulam kalovim ilmim. But the watchmen, the leaders of the people, they're like dogs that are ilmim, that can't talk. An ilim, the dog that can't make any noise. Lo yuchulim boach. Lo yuchulim boach. They who can't bark. So they don't see what's going on, and they are incapable of warning anyone of danger. That's the way they're conducting themselves, in a manner as if they're helpless. And they're like the dog that can't bark. So if you have a dog, you're supposed to be guarding, and he can't make a sound. The dog is not worth anything. And the third thing that a watchman needs, he has to see what's going on, and he has to be able to warn. But he's got to be awake. Hozim shochvim. And these watchmen, the leaders, are the type that doze off. And the funny thing is, this word hozim is a very unusual word. The Mefarshim say it's like ein lo dimyon, Rashi says. This word, there's no other word like that in Tanakh. Hozim. What's the word hozim? I don't know if it's like the people say they have to get their Z's, you know, they gotta sleep, you know, they gotta get some sleep. But hozim shochvim, they doze off and they're sleeping. Ove lonum, meaning hozim, they're dozing off. Shochvim, and they're lying in their bed. Ove lonum, it's like the guy who woke up and he wants to go back to sleep, when really he's had enough sleep and he should get up and do whatever he has to do. But ove lonum, they love to sleep. That's the way the leaders are. They're like blind. They can't make any noise. And they're sleeping. They got all the strikes. But you know what they have? These leaders. They're like the dog, like a watchdog. But they have the certain azei nefesh. They're a boldness, a courage. The truth is, the Mephorshim learn, it's like someone who has, as Ibn Ezra says, Rov ha-nefesh ha-nimsa b'mikra al ha-koach ha-mis'ah v'lechol. The word nefesh is somebody who desires, who wants. Im yeshes nafshechem. Nefesh means something you want. Azei nefesh means they have a very strong desire. The dogs are azei nefesh. Lo yodu sova. And they don't know to be satisfied. So the leaders aren't looking out after the people. They're looking out to extort and to gain and to misuse the populace for their benefit. After they leave office, they should have a nice money stored away in their Swiss bank account, or they should have gotten some fame from it, or a reputation. You know, maybe they can write their book afterwards with royalties. I call them Azei Nefesh. They have strong desires. Lo yodim sofa, and they can't be satiated. They don't know what it means to be satisfied. Vehema roim. Those are the shepherds. Those are the leaders. Lo yodu hovin. They don't know to understand. Kulam ledarkam panu. They all went on. They went off to their own path. They're not looking out after the people. They're going after their own agenda. Ish levitzo mi kotzeyu. And don't think they're just neutral. They're of no benefit. They went to their own path to make money, to gain, for personal gain. Ish levitzo. Everyone went for his own greed. So they hurt the people. Levitzo, they're going to make their own dishonest gain. Mi kotzeyu, from all ends, from his own corner. They're all turning their own direction. Come, I'll get wine, v'nispo sheichar, and we'll guzzle the liquor, the strong drink together. It'd be a party. That's the way they feel, you know. They'll go on a paid vacation, they'll have steak dinners, they'll party. And tomorrow, it should also be like this. Golo yeser ma'od, and even much greater. We're going to party today, and tomorrow we'll even try to outdo it. But right now, let's just focus on having a good time. These are the leaders that are out, that don't care. They're not moser nefesh for the klal. They don't care to give up for the community. And leaders like this are what hurt klal Yisrael. And this theme is going to continue in the next perek. That's the end of perek Nun Vav. Most of it, again, is the conclusion of the Haftorah for Tainis Tzibur, about that if we repent and we change our ways, we keep Shabbos, which is the Emunah and the Mitzvos, and we involve ourselves in Torah, if we do tshuva, that's the message of the Haftorah. The Geula will be on its way. The Geula will come. And then afterwards, this is the new Inyan, the Yeshaya again speaks about the harmful leaders of Klal Yisrael who have caused such damage. Have a good week.